8:47 on this Friday morning. Each day after the program, we head up, talk about what's coming up on the next day's show. We even plan out the week, and some things make it into the program, some things don't. So we ask producer of Wisconsin's Morning News, Greg Pancake Hill, to whip up a little something with the leftovers in an event we call the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
All right, I'm going to open up with, I am not a doctor. So take that into consideration as this segment progresses. Have you guys ever heard of a diadem?
Yes.
You do know what a diadem is?
Yes.
What is a diadem? Please explain.
It is like, it's like a tiara. It's like a little crown.
That's a good way to describe it. So the way I have is a device that you put around your head, kind of like, you know, in X-Men, Professor X style. You know, I put that thing on his head, and he can, like, read people's minds and see the future and all that good stuff.
So it has functionality.
Yes,
it
has functionality.
Harry Potter's Horcruxes.
Yes, correct. So if I were to describe what it looks like, have you ever been to the eye doctor? You put your chin on that little piece of rubber, and then that thing surrounds you, right? And you look into the light, and it's the way to see the back of the eye. Mm-hmm. So that's what it looks like, but it's turned on its head, and you kind of lay down, and you kind of sit in between it. So what it does is actually pretty cool. It sends sound waves to your brain, and it actually helps with things like depression, chronic pain, and has proven health benefits. Actually, this study in the University of Utah, they published an article that cites improvements in patients in a clinical trial after just one 40-minute session, saying these patients are more clear, more present, and less burdened. So I was intrigued, and I was like, you know what I gotta do is I gotta get me one of these. So I did. I found a diadem, and I've actually engineered it, and I can program it through my board right here. So you're going to be able to hear what the diadem sounds like. So here, I'll plug it in. All right, and remember, I'm no doctor with this device, but this might improve your mood, might lower your stress, and it might make you more present. So now that I got it booted up, here it is. This is the Wisconsin's Morning News diadem.
WTMJ's Eric Bill said here, have you ever gotten in a fight?
I was like, really? A water buffalo?
And I remember I hit a ball off my leg, and Dave Yeager, who's a trainer in the big leagues now, he was my trainer in AA, he came running out there, and he's like, you all right? And I was like, just cut my leg off.
Vice President and our next president.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Oh, my God.
I'm a lucky guy. That's all I'll say.
Right?
happy birthday to you.
Yes!
Yes!
Happy birthday.
Why would I looking at a truck make me not drive recklessly? If you could connect those dots, I will eat the truck.
Absolutely boat race.
And this guy that rented us a pontoon boat in Rhinelander looked dead ringer.
Did you tell him?
No, I didn't. But then I posted, I'm like, hey, it's really cool. Can you believe it? Northwoods of Wisconsin, David Draymond.
He's renting out boats.
And he rented me a pontoon boat. And people commented on the thing like, that's so cool.
You like brunch?
Are you sure there's nothing else you would like to say to me? And I didn't get it. Because that's the Quick Trip, you know, catchphrase, right? It'd be like seeing Gruber and he says, like, hey, give me a call sometime. It's WTMJ's Vince Vitrano here. I played sports my entire...
What's wrong?
Man, keep killing me, Eric.
Now, don't you just feel better?
I don't think I do.
No? Okay.
This is a terrible show.
Well, the good thing... The good thing about the diadem is it's in phase two, and there will be phases unleashed later. So what we can, you know... take into consideration is maybe you do feel better. I hope so. And if you need any more post-treatment, you know where you can go is the WTMJ Wisconsin's Morning News podcast page. And just calmly text Vince to the WTMJ talking text line, 855-616-1620. I was very happy that I got a diadem that I could share with you all today.
I actually thought you did. Like, and for a second,
I'm sorry.
Like,
did you not just hear the last like 3 minutes?
I was like, I could actually use that. If it's working, for
I can specially curate one for you every week if you'd like.
Rick, can I go to Spencer's Gifts and get you a mug that says number one stepdad on it, and then on the back of it it says Rick?
How about that?
I don't know, Deb. I hope nobody in charge here.
I have
that.
No response to that.
This is what you do with your news show, then.
Yeah.
Sometimes the news is funny.
Yep. Sometimes you got to do it. All right. Westbound on 94. We got back up from 25th Street all the way to about Mitchell Boulevard. Westbound 894 finally got rid of that broken down vehicle just west of Loomis. But the delays are still there. Pretty hefty ones, too, heading through the Mitchell Interchange all the way to about 58th Street. We've got a couple of other broken down vehicles along 41. One near Mayfair Road, another one right out of the zoo. Both of these are actually out of traffic, so you're not seeing too many issues with that. So far, we are actually looking really good. I'm Debbie Lozaga with your WTMJ Johnson & Sons Paving Time Saver Traffic.
We got it. We can be done.